Good afternoon. This news update is being brought to you by Sure, Better Health, Better Life. Are you sure? As well as Flannery Auto Mall, located a mile east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll have more choices at Flannery Auto Mall. And Cass City Oil and Gas, proudly serving the Thumb and Beyond with reliable propane, heating oil, gasoline, and diesel. Backed by local service, call 989-872-2065. Good afternoon from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for this hour. Lake Township officials are putting a proposed recreational camping ordinance on hold following continued opposition from residents. The township board voted unanimously on August 20th to table the proposal while officials review the regulations and concerns raised by property owners. The draft ordinance would set different rules for camping on developed and vacant property. Camping on land with a residence would generally be limited to 14 days within a two-month period without a permit. Camping on vacant property would require a temporary use permit and generally be limited to 14 days within 4 months. The proposal also covers setbacks, sanitation, camper storage, and enforcement. Township officials say the goal is to prevent campers from becoming unregulated seasonal or permanent residences. Residents raise concerns about property rights and restrictions on smaller lots. The board is expected to revisit the proposal on September the 17th. A 48-year-old man's facing a 12-month delayed sentence following a hearing in Huron County Circuit Court. Leon Francis Piscores pleaded guilty earlier this year to charges of resisting and obstructing a police officer and domestic violence. During the proceedings, defense attorney Dallas L. Rooney highlighted that Piscores had no prior felonies and is currently receiving treatment for cancer. The court addressed the circumstances of the incident, noting that Piscores' blood level was 2.69 at the time. While Piscores cited a medical condition regarding his alcohol metabolism, the court stated the level was unacceptable, particularly during police contact. Judge Prill ordered a 12-month delayed sentence with strict prohibition conditions. These include a total ban on alcohol, mandatory drug and alcohol testing, and a completion of substance abuse and mental health treatment. Piscores is also required to maintain employment and cannot leave Michigan without court permission. A review of the case is scheduled for August 23rd next year. And residents can now get a closer look at how Saginaw Township Police are using automated license plate readers. The department has launched an online transparency portal showing information about searches conducted through its Flock safety camera system, including the types of crimes connected to searches and the numbers of cameras checked. Police say 11 cameras are currently operating in the township and vehicle data is retained for 30 days. Officers must provide a case number, criminal code, and reason when conducting a search, and Lieutenant Andy Myers says quarterly audits are planned to guard against misuse. The cameras capture vehicle and license plate information, but police say they are not used for traffic enforcement and do not provide live video monitoring. The township approved the broader camera program earlier this year. At the time, officials said the system would cost about $147,000 in its first year and $108,000 annually afterward. Police say the technology has already assisted officers in locating wanted suspects. And we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
When you need dependable fuel service, trust Cassidy Oil and Gas Company. Proudly serving the Thumb with reliable full-service fuel solutions for four generations. From propane and heating oil to gasoline and diesel, they keep homes, farms, and businesses fueled and running strong year-round. Their convenient Keep Full Service and automatic delivery help ensure you have the fuel you need without the worry of running out. As a locally owned company, they're committed to dependable service, competitive pricing, and treating every customer like a neighbor. Whether you're heating your home, fueling your farm, or powering your business, you can count on the experienced team at Cassidy Oil and Gas. Call 989-872-2065 or stop by 6392 Main Street in Cassidy. Cassidy Oil and Gas, commitment, community, and service you can rely on.
And your obituaries for this hour, we have Kevin James Goretzky of Port Austin, who passed away on August 21st. Kevin was born on March 2nd of 1953 and leaves behind his wife Bonnie and his children Stacy, Jeff, and Megan, as well as his grandchildren, siblings, and extended family. A memorial visitation will be held Saturday, August 29th at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Port Austin, Michigan, from 9 a.m. to time of service at 11 a.m. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to Henry Ford Health Pancreatic Cancer Research Center or to the family towards establishment of a memorial scholarship for a North Huron student pursuing an agricultural career. We have Sheila Beth Davis, age 79, of Bad Axe, who passed away August 21st. She is survived by her daughter Laura, as well as Carol, and her sister Sharon. Visitation will be held at McAlpin Funeral Home on Thursday, August 27th from 11 till 12 noon, and a celebration of life will be held on Thursday, August 27th at noon at McAlpin Funeral Home. Graveside service will follow at Riverside Cemetery on Ebby Road in Elkton, Michigan. The family requests attendees wear blue in honor of the deceased, and in lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the family to cover funeral costs or send to the Thumb Animal Shelter. You can share your condolences with the family at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. We also have Mary Louise Payerk, 88 years old, of Kendi, who passed away August 24th. She was born February 12th, 1938. And on January 2nd, 1956, she married Donald Payerk. Mary Louise is survived by her husband Donald, her sons Russell and Ronald, her daughters Michelle and Darcel, her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Mass of Christian burial for Mary Louise Payerk will be held Friday, August 28th at St. Mary of Saskatchewan Church, Annunciation of the Lord Parish of Kendi at 11 a.m. Burial will follow at the Rapson Cemetery. Visitation will be on Thursday, August 27th from 4 to 8 p.m. at McAlpin Funeral Home Gage Chapel in Kendi, and also from 10 a.m. until time of service at the church. Memorials may be made to Safe Place Women's Shelter in Bad Axe, Michigan. You can share your condolences with the family at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. Ona Lee Kelly passed away Saturday, August 22nd. She was born April 21st, 1929, in Pinnebog, Michigan. In accordance with Ona Lee's wishes, cremation will take place at Sunset Valley Crematory in Bay City. There will not be any services, and Ona Lee is survived by her son Terry, her grandson James, her special friend of 38 years, Sharon Nye, and many nieces and nephews. You can share your condolences with the family at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. And Bertha Alberto Donado, on August 23rd, passed away. She was born February the 24th, 1930. Bertha married the love of her life, Gordon Dondino, on August 12, 1950. She leaves behind generations of family who would carry with them the memories, traditions, recipes, and love she gave so freely throughout her life. Funeral service for Bertha will be held on Wednesday, August 26th at 11 a.m. with visitation from 10 a.m. until time of service. Memorials in Bertha's name may be offered to the Kendi Presbyterian Food Pantry. You can share your thoughts, memories, and prayers with the family at McAlpinFuneralHome.com.
For over 85 years, families across the Thumb have trusted Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. Four generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 12-month or 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low-interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins, too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the Thumb say, you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory-trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields, too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need, all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Auto Mall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Auto Mall, a name built on trust right here in the Thumb.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And we're back with your national and international news for this hour. U.S. Maritime Security Forces conducted an operation targeting suspected illicit smuggling vessels in the Eastern Pacific. Defense officials stated the interception was part of an ongoing international counter-narcotics sweeps along key transit corridors. The operation highlighted the continued development and deployment of naval assets to interdict high seas trafficking operations. Independent oversight groups have requested detailed operation logs as federal authorities review the mission's outcomes. And a coalition of Southeast Asian nations launched joint naval training exercises focused on regional maritime security and counter-piracy operations. Naval command units report successful coordinated maneuvers along vital international shipping lanes. Defense ministers emphasized that joint training enhances tactical communication and protects crucial maritime trade corridors. Regional observers note the drills highlight growing regional cooperation on freedom of navigation priorities. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure? And Flannery Auto Mall, located a mile east of downtown Bad Axe. As well as Cass City Oil and Gas, proudly serving the Thumb and beyond with reliable propane, heating oil, gasoline, and diesel. Backed by local service, call 989-872-2065.
All thanks to you. You've already made this year one of the best years for Sure Health in our 80-plus year history. Now with Harbor Beach as part of our organization, we are now proud to offer coast-to-coast coverage across the entire Thumb of Michigan. Sure Health now has primary care clinics in seven local communities, from Sebring on Saginaw Bay to Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, Bad Axe smack dab in the middle, and then Harbor Beach and even Port Hope on the east side. It's never been easier to begin your journey to better health with Sure Health. Don't believe us? Sure Health now even offers six pharmacies across the Thumb. Now with Harbor Beach and Ubley joining forces with Elkton, Pigeon, Caseville, and Sebring, making it easier than ever to achieve better health in better life. Want to learn more? Or maybe finally make that appointment that's been on your to-do list for far too long? Go to sure.org for all the details and get your life back on track with Sure Health. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Servant.